parts to sue you, which we've learned already. Where are we heading with Gir Brichas Hayayin? So we're going to start backwards again. Shulchan Aruch says, Yayin Shebesoychas Su'udim Mevarach Olam Bari Pi Agafen. Ve'einapas Poitra. So it's Chiddush number one. Then when it comes to Brichas Hayayin, if a person would have wine in the middle of the Suda, but it's a rare thing that we do, but Lu Yitzur, you know, it comes up sometimes, Veshal Shudas. If a person wants to be Machmer Veshitas Rambam, that says the actual of Wiyayin Besechah Suda, so that would be a situation where you make a Burpee Gafen, if you make a Maitzi Lechem and Aretz, you're not making any of the brachos, you're not making any brachos in anything you should drink, and all of a sudden wine is a din that Eina Pas Poitroi. That's Chiddush number one. Or let's say you're in the middle of a Suda, and for some reason a person wants to have a Lechayim and wine. Right? So then, Chiddush is Eina Pas Poitra. Not because he didn't have it in mind Bishas HaMoitzi. But that's din number one. Chiddush number one of Birchas HaYayim. Chiddush number two is Yayin Poiter Kol Mini Mashken. Person is orange juice, Nika Shakos, and Mela Shakos going to help for other Mashken. But Bori Piyagofen is a Miyuchad Dike Bracha. It's a Bracha Proteus. So the Bracha is only on wine, Yayin Yisamach Levav Enosh. So the halacha is for carrot. The yayin poiter kol mine mashkin. That if you make a burpee goffin, let's for some reason you didn't make a moitzi, and so let's say you're sitting down to have a coffee and cake, and somebody wants to have a lachaim. It's a good avort. I'm not suggesting this.
Okay. What are you going
to
do at the
board? Board also not suggesting. A board is also a big Beatles man. They're for guys in yeshiva. So, let's say for some reason you have to go to a board. Let's say you're a brother of the cow or something. So what happened to the board? So you have some Paris or something. You have a Mazonis or something. And then, I'm not suggesting this, I can get in trouble, but for whatever reason, you have a wine. You see, there's a. So then you make a burpee goffin. So then you would not make a shahakol on the coffee or the tea or the soda. So that's chiddush number two. The yayin poit, they're called mini mashkin. Okay, chiddush number three is something that. It's either a davar poshtus or chiddush. You only have one cup of wine, so you leave it for Kasam Mazin. So either it's never Poshut, or if you're not used to making Brach Alakais, so then it's a little Mechudish trick. But that's a separate din. That's what you did in benching and Brach Alakais. We're not going to get to that right now. Siv Dalet, Im Kova Lishtois Lufnei HaMazin. So this again is a Mechudish trick, a tzir for us. A Mechudish trick, a situation. What does it mean, Kova Lishtois? If they are Mosin. So it's a situation that we're not so familiar with. We don't have a Kviyas Lishtais. We have, so I'm not really sure. I'm not sure what the Metzias is. I'm not sure what, when Chazal say Kova Lishtais, is it like people sit down and have a coffee together? So they're Kova Lishtais coffee. Is that what it means? So does it mean that they went to a bar? Kova Lishtais. They went, they were kaveya to have some wine together. So when there was a wine tasting, l'chara, that would be a kovel l'shteis yayin. So, ein sorach levarach ala yayin shebesoich hamozim. Now, so we, this is the din that we practice when we make kiddush, right? That's what Mechaber writes. V'chein yayin shel kiddush. So I don't know whether making kiddush is a din of kovel l'shtois, or if the din over here is it's just another ramification of Yayin Poiter. This is Yayin Shekoidema Mazin Poiter, Yayin Shebesecha Mazin. And this is the Machlokes, right? But I just want to get the outline here. The Yishev Mishayin Birchas, Yayin Abdullah Poitum Kain Notal Yodav Koidem Abdullah. Which is a big question how that happened, because one can't eat before making Abdullah. Good. Ein levorech achar yayin shebesuda de birkas hamozein peitrosei vechein peiteres yayin shelifnei hamozein. So, but that's even though yayin is mechayev birkas me'ein sholosh. So the halach is that birkas hamozein will cover the chiyev birkas me'ein sholosh. Okay. Im ein la yayin v'sheis emayim v'shar mashke ein levarach aleim. De chashive kibo machmas asuda levi shein derech lechol b'loy shtiyo. Vaf yayin lo yitzorech brocha lefonov elim neshu choshev keiveya brocha liyatzvoy. So now we have again, this we're familiar with, that one does not make a shahakol in the middle of the suda, because one does not make a shahakol on drinks in the middle of a suda, because it's seen as being a tzorech hasuda. Helps to digest, helps one drink, helps one eat. So over here, the chiddush is, but if I have wine b'sech hasuda, wine is keveya brocha liyatzmei. So again, so what are the chidushim of birchas hayayin? Number one is ein pas poit rasoi. Similar, even though it pas is poiteres other mashkim. Number two is that yayin a bori pia gofen will patter when saying a shahakol and oranges. And yayin shekoidem amozoin bekvias is patering up yayin shebesech amozoin. Right? Would that be the same thing legabe kiddush? That's a machlekes. Good. So where do these halachas come from? How do we know this whole din? So let's set the sugya. So our first introduction into birchas hayayin was when the Gemara said in Daf Lamed Heyam and Beis that Yayin is unique in that it gets a brought the kevan the ishtane lemalyosa, so ishtane brachosa. And what was the ishtane lemalyosa? Yayin samach levavenosh. All right, and we still have to finish up whether the fact that it's mazen, is that part of the din of the uniqueness of Yayin? Is it uniqueness is comes only from that it's Isamach Levavenish? But for whatever reason, so Chazal gave it a bracha on its own. Now we know something else that's miyuchad about wine. About wine. Maybe in the Birchas HaYayin. Gemara in Pesachim Cook Bob on the base. Tora Rabbonon, Zohar Zem Yashavas Lekadashay Zohrei Walayayin. Eli Ella Biyoim Belaila Minayin. The Gemara says, Iker Kedusha Belaila Hu Kodesh, Techin Kodesh Tchilas Yema Belikdusha. Visu Belaila Minayin, Tana Mahadir Alaila, Hachika Omar, Zohar Zem Yashavas Lekadashay Zohrei Alayayin Bechnisose. So, Gemara Darshan Zachiv of saying Kiddush from the pasuk of Zohar is Yom Shabbos Lekadoshei, right? So Zohar is Yom Kadosh. It's Yom Shabbos doesn't only mean to observe the Shabbos, but Zohar means to talk about the Shabbos. Like Zohar is Asher Asa L'Chaim Molek, is to talk about it. So Zohar is Yom Shabbos Lekadosh. You speak about the Shabbos Lekadoshei Bichnisosai to Mekadosh Shabbos. That's the source for Kiddush Belaila. Zochreva leYayin is a machlokes. Machlokes b'shoinim, where the Yayin is an asmachta. In other words, the eager mitzvah to say Kiddush, like say Shmoneh Esrei. But to say it over a cup of wine, that is a machlokes. Whether it's a drabbanon, that is a shita of Tosfos for shita, or whether it's a deraisa, that the shita of the Beis Yosef. And if the she, and if it's a deraisa, is it a deraisa to have the wine there or to drink the wine? Those are 2 days in Tosfos. The beginning of Masechtas Nozir. So there's a Tosfos that has all these shitas of whether the wine is bechlal a mitzvah derabbanon, or whether it's a mitzvah deraisa to have it there, a mitzvah deraisa to drink it. Then the Gemara says, "B'yoyimay mevorech." What do we do during the day? Om Rabbi Yehuda, Baruch Pirkei Ofen. Rav Ashi ikla mechuza. Rav Ashi was visiting mechuza. Omru lei, they said to him, "Liktish lon mar kedusha rabba." They said, "Rav Ashi, please make kiddush for us." All right. The picture you have is. Then he came to mechuza. Shabbos morning, maybe they made Kiddush in Shul or something. Maybe they had a big Kiddush. And they said, do the Kedusha Rabbah for us. What's Pshat Kedusha Rabbah? So Kedusha Rabbah is the daytime Kiddush. Kiddush is, when you say Stam Kiddush, is at night. Kedusha Rabbah is daytime. Why is Kedusha Rabbah called daytime? So some Rishonim say it's Lashon Saginor. It's a euphemism. Really, it's not such a big Kiddush. All you're saying is Baruch Pirkei Ofen. You're not making a bracha the Kaddish on Shabbos. It's bechlal nothing to do with making Kiddush. But Chazal made a din that you have to make a Baruch Pirkei Ofen before the meal. They made a din of Kiddush and Mokim Suda. But it's very much a din that's styled after the Kiddush at night. The Kiddush at night is a real Kiddush. Kiddush during the daytime is Chazal styled it after Kiddush at night. Zechariah said Zechariah at night, says Zechariah during the day. So, because it's really a Shvacha Kiddush, it's only a Baruch Pirkei Ofen. So therefore there's a Lashon Saginor called Kedusha Rabbah. And the Rashbam says it's called Kedusha Rabbah. The Kora the Kedusha Rabba da Kulu Kedusha Ka'amri Lei. Because the Kiddush that you make on Shabbos morning, that is the most common part of any Kiddush. Every Kiddush is a Baruch Pirkei Ofen. You Yom Tov the Kiddush is a Baruch Pirkei Ofen. Havdalah is a form of Kiddush. V'shas Yitzias HaShams. You make a Baruch Pirkei Ofen. So it's Kedusha Rabbah, meaning it's the most often repeated part of Kiddush. So they said to Rav Ashi, they wanted to mechaber him. Havulei. So they gave him a cup. They gave him wine, and they said, "Make Kiddush for us." Savar, my new Kedusha, what's Kedusha Rabba? He hadn't heard this term. What's Kedusha Rabba? He didn't know what they do in Mechuzah. Omar, so he figured, I guess he didn't want to, I don't know, it's a little bit strange. I guess he didn't know what to ask. He was taken aback. He didn't know what to do. They gave him the wine, make Kedusha Rabba. Omar, Michtei, call Abrachus, Kulunberg, Pugafin, Amiresha. So he was thinking, you know what? You always begin the Bar Pugafin. So let me start with Bar Pugafin. Omar, Bar Pugafin. And then it says that the Agid Bey, and I'll attach whatever I have to attach to it. Chazi lehu sabo de gochin v'shasi. So he saw that after he made a perfect goffin, they started drinking, started eating the Kiddush. Oh. He said, okay, I must have made Kiddush. I must have known what I had to do. So it's just a perfect goffin. So the Nakuda that Ravashi is pointing out is that we always begin with a perfect goffin. Abdullah, you have to begin many brachas. Perfect goffin starts and everything is attached to it. Kiddush, perfect goffin in the beginning. And we say it by a chulu. We say by a chulu because one's supposed to say Shevach to the Ribbono Shel Olam before Shevach on Shabbos. So in case there were people around the Suda that weren't in Shul and didn't say by a chulu, so they say by a chulu again. But the Kiddush Hashem means the Barfi Gafen. And Yom Tif, Barfi Gafen. Right? Barfi Gafen. You start a chasana, first thing you make is Barfi Gafen. Shevach Brachas, Barfi Gafen. Right, Vesmila. First thing is, so Ravashi pointed this out that somehow when we're doing our mitzvah, ala kois, Vesmila, Kiddushin, Nisuin, Pidyon Neben, a little bit different. So whenever we do the mitzvah, ala kois, we do a Burpee Goffin first, right? L'chorva, that's counterintuitive. All right, L'chorva make much more sense to make Kiddush, make a Burpee Goffin a drink. You're making the Burpee Goffin further away from the Shtiyah. Why make the Burpee Goffin beginning? Make much more sense, say your brachos on the Bris Milah. But we go off and a drink. So Rashi pointed out this Nakuda, which is a little bit interesting. Like Birkas HaMazon is the other way around. Birkas HaMazon is the only bracha lakais where you make you pour the wine, you do the mitzvah, pour up your government, and you drink. So that makes a lot of sense to us. Why should we schlep out the? Why should we be marchet the bracha from the achil of Mishtiyah? So that I'm not sure we'll be able to answer today, but that's a little bit different. But those are the unusual nekudas of Birchas Hayayin. Okay? So now, Nechzei Sefer V'Nirus, so far we've learned, the first sugya we learned is the sugya of that takes us in an entirely different direction. The first thing we learn tells us that the Birchas Hayayin is a bracha miyuchedes, a bracha protis. Right? It's probably one of the, at first blush, it is the most pratiyus of the brachas. Right? Is there any other bracha pratiyus which is only on one item?
Sort of. No.
Sort of, but you're right. Sort of means it's not on one item, right? You have a pasal baba kistan.
I mean,
you can make it into.
I would think the grape juice is the same thing as
pasal baba
kistan is for one.
You can talk about it, but
is that maybe one of the brachas araya has a very specific one?
Okay, it's good. Araya. Okay. But it's really up there with bracha protis, right? And now we learn for karet that it's kolu komin mashkin. So when did that happen? Good. So the next thing we learned about brachas hagafen is goreim bracha liyatsme. What daf? At the very bottom, yeah. First is, Gemara says, no, What did you wrong over here? No, it's on top of the Mem Aleph. Right, so it starts in Mem Aleph and Beis. Yeah. So the very bottom of the Gemara says, Omer Shalu es ben Zayma, Neyma Omer Udvar Mabo Machmas HaSa'uda B'Sech HaSa'uda Einam Te'unin Bracha Loi Lefneim L'Lachreim Omer Lehem Hoyo L'Pas Petrosan Tup Shatim N'Rishayim. What is Tup Shatim? Birchas HaSa'uda or Gun Iker HaTofel Ihochi Yaya Nami Niftrei Pas. So why shouldn't Pas Pater wine as well? It's also part of the Suda, right? You could say, it's, on some level, it's also Tofel Lagabe Yapas. It helps Lishroise. So Gemara says, Shiny Yayin, the Goyrim Brochel Yatzmoy. So, what's Pshat? Shiny Yayin. Yayin is not included in the Birchas HaPas. The Garim Brochel Yatzmai. Not part of the Suda because it's Garim Brochel Yatzmai. Bekama Mekame Suba. You often have wine. Umivarchen a love. The Af Alpi Shalho Tzvichen Lishdiyase. What's the, what's Pshat and Rashi?
Sometimes you have wine, even when we don't necessarily want. I mean, Halacha tells us to have it.
Good. Okay. So most of the time when we have wine, that is contrary to the way things were b'shas Talmud. Apparently, b'shas Talmud wine was a normal drink. The Gemara says in Bracha that there were tkufas, that there were periods of time when wine was very, very popular, and there were periods of time when wine was ran out of popularity. Right. That's what happened to Birkas Amozin. Why do so many Jews not make Birchas Mazal Al Kais? Why only on Shabbos? But Shabbos of benching is the same thing as during the week. Look at me, Birchas Al Kais. But the Gemara says that there was a time when wine was scarce. The Gemara says that in those years they didn't use wine for Abdullah. So apparently there was the scarcity of wine. Pushed it out of popularity for a birkas for bracha alakais. Right? In other words, the pashta says that whenever you bench alakais. Nothing to do with zimun. Now it could be that as we traveled away from wine producing countries, so we became became more sensitive to the alcohol, and what could be. Became more sensitive to wine, whatever it is. So that's the way. That's what happened. Is that the Klal Yisrael veered away from having wine at the Suda, so we didn't make the bracha l'kois anymore. And then, as it came back in the last 30, 40 years, so it makes its way back slowly. So therefore, there are families who bring it back on Shabbos. And the families would bring it back when they have Zimun and Shabbos. And Hashemah Brachas. But it's rare to see anybody make a Bracha L'Kais during the week. So that's... but nevertheless, the Rashi says that Afal Pishu Lo Yitzvichim L'Shtiyase. So most of the time that we make a Bracha, we make a Boi Pir Gofen, it's by Kiddush, not because we're thirsty for wine at that time. Certainly Birkas HaMazon, Bris Mila, Shemar Brachis. So it's since the wine is there, Shalihoy Tzvichin L'Shtiyasi, so therefore what? Well, how does that answer the question? The question is, Birkas HaPashat Patarit, the Mil Vesuda. Answer is, so Kenny's saying that the way to understand this is Goyrim Brochel Liatzmoy, and therefore it has a certain chashivas.
Outside of Suda.
Well, does it go slow? It's Goyrim Brochel Liatzmoy outside of Suda. And therefore, the wine has more chashivas. Right? So apparently what we're saying is, we still haven't connected all the dots. We begin by saying, hey, Yoy said, the halacha is that it has wine on its own. Bayibris milu, right? And having the suit, you have wine on its own by a chasana. So, and therefore, right, because it's goyrim brochel yatsmoy independent of shtiya. So therefore, when I have my wine in the middle of a suda, it's choshev, more choshev than anything else. There's nothing else that's goyrim brochel yatsmoy, and therefore it's chashivos, is mechayiv, a birchas hanenet. So that's a little bit tzarachi and gadol. Why would chashivas require another birchas hanenah? But that's, but the Gemara is saying something along those lines. The Gemara is saying, starts by saying, why are we making a bracha l'yayin b'sei chasuda? We don't make a shaklin oranges b'sei chasuda. So Gemara says that hoyil v'goyim bracha l'yatzmai. So therefore, if you have the yayin b'sei chasuda, you make a special, make its own bracha. So, you can't even say that the goyrim bracha yatsma is a simen, not a siva. It's a simen of the chashivas of wine. So it's a simen that one is supposed to make an extra bracha on wine. Exactly what does that mean? That when that my bracha on wine is a birchas hanenin plus, the Chazal v'kaveya that because of yain yisamach levav enoish, so it deserves to get its own bracha. Because it's chashivas and I do mitzvahs on the bracha and I have a kashal bracha, so therefore I'm sitting around having a meal and bringing wine out. So because of the chashivas of wine, so I'm making a bracha on some other aspect of wine, or is it simply saying it cannot become tofel, it can't become subsumed, right? You can't say it's squeaking out of the suda. Stuff that's too chashev. But a person has a suda, and you're having it, and they bring in, somehow, somebody bought them, I was just in the liquor store on Friday, to buy a bottle of wine. I saw that there were wines in there. You can spend almost $200 for a bottle of wine. So, I'm glad that happened, I don't know. But somebody comes to a meal, and he has a $200 bottle of wine, so that's, you can't say it's tofel to the bagel. You can't say it's tofel to the $6 challah bought in Granite Essex. I mean, he went for the marshmallow challah. You still can't say that a tuna bottle of wine, orange juice, you know, that's tofel. Become part of the suda. But l'chayra, it's not so posh in the words. The gairim bracha liatzma, he doesn't sound like, he doesn't say it's very expensive. But it says, because it's so chashiv, what's his chashivas? That it's poiseyach and bracha. So Rashi said, boiper gafen is the, opens up all the time. You don't know what to do. You might, somebody gives you a cup of wine and says, bench for us, then you're making a boiper gafen. Says, make kiddush, you're making a boiper gafen. So, again, so we're saying, that this is Gairim Bracha Liatzme, that's a simen of the chashivas of the wine. Now, does that mean that my Birchas Hanen and all of a sudden is covering some other aspect? Or should we say, no, it just simply means it can't become tofel. It's not going to become, it's going to be not a squeaker part of the Suda. So, Mimela, my Birchas Apas was in Maitzia. So l'chara, that might be one hezber. No, Menachem.
I'm saying another answer. might be a little silly, but why can't you say that because you never make a stam of bar pir gavin, now
you never make a what?
You never make a bar pir gavin to drink the wine. Now you actually want to drink the wine, and this is your only opportunity that I'm drinking wine to actually get to quench my thirst from the wine, then now's my only opportunity to make a bar pir gavin, davka l'shtiyasa. Maybe that's why you make it. That's maybe why you would make a bracha of hagafen there, because every time you make a bracha on hagafen, it's always machba something else. But now when I'm actually thirsty, it's my only opportunity to make hagafen.
I don't know if that's a mahalach in Chazal. You need some raya that Chazal, that's a cheshbon Chazal would take into account b'shas bracha. I don't know. You're saying it's a ve'avol pi shehu shulhayi is like a kal v'chaymer. Not sure. To work on it.
Are you saying that this wine is something that is lishros?
I don't think so. If you're saying that l'chara yain lishros doesn't point to the chashivas of wine.
Right.
It's the other way around.
It's difficult to say. Was being
lishros
to say this.
So Yosef is saying that once the Gemara says that the purpose of yayin is lishros, so then we should say for carrot that it is tafel.
Right.
It should include the berachas of pas. So when the Gemara says, but we give special status to the burpee gofen because in other situations it's choshev. And so Yosef is saying something that's counterintuitive. Right now, it's mamish tofel. Right now, it's mamish part of the Suda. So because in other situations, and that's what the Gemara says, right? Mikamu comes to ba, aval pi shuliyot tzrichen l'shtiyosei. So that's what the Gemara is pointing out. Unless the Gemara is saying that Chazal were misaking, not because of it, we're not saying chashivas, but yois chazal misakein that the birchas that the burpi agafen is a standalone bracha, so they were kaveya a standalone bracha for wine. Not sure. Can you go ahead? But the aram is a good aram. Yes, sir.
If we had earlier on Lamed, when we talked about yain nisamach liyvenos,
yeah,
why yain is kaveya bracha ba'atmos? So why would Rashi quote something? Even another svar, if we have another already a svar in place for why it's chashuv.
No, the Gemara says going baruch al yatsma.
Yeah.
Right. So you're asking the Gemara, right?
I'm saying
Gemara is going baruch al yatsma.
Yeah,
so you're saying going baruch al yatsma could mean that's a bracha. It's a bracha pratis.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah, because the Chacham knew it's a good term to stick it. What Kenny's saying? Why didn't the Gemara just? Why didn't Rashi Limshad going bracha? That means the bracha pratis. No, what was the answer?
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be a good enough answer.
No, but I'm saying why wouldn't Rashi? If the Gemara earlier.
Because Rashi's saying is correct. It wouldn't explain. It would not be a good answer to the question. Because I already said, because
I'm not
a
different question.
Exactly what he said. Yeah, I'm asking something a little different. I mean, earlier on Lamed Hey, when we described why I was going Brachal Atma, was because it's Chashivus of Yain Samach.
Right.
So when describing that, why did Rashi have to say, because it's Bekam Mekomo Suba Mavarchal Abai, to say, because of Yain Samach Le'Benosh, it's Chashiv? If that's the svar that we already gave earlier, why is Rashi have to give?
Right, so I think we are answering it, because the way that you're saying what Rashi should say would mean that the phrase Gerim Baruch Al Yatzma means it has a Baruchah Mufaretas. And that, as Ari said, would not be a good answer. But therefore Rashi says Gerim Baruch Al Yatzma has to explain why it does not become Tafel or subsumed. So therefore it gives a better answer, which is different than other foods.
Rabbi is saying that the Gemara on Lamed Hayim basis just not talking about its chashivas, just explaining the fact that it's a bracha mefaretas.
Yeah.
No din of chashivas at all. And comes Rashi over here, and this is the din of chashivas that Rashi.
No, I mean that. I don't think that you're saying is correct, but I think what I'm saying is correct. And that I think the inference that you made from what we're saying is that may or may not be true, but the point that we're saying over here is that if Mem Beis Amud Aleph would refer back to Mem Beis, would be an insufficient answer to the question.
I think the point is that the sirs are talking about different things. Rav Yehuda is talking about why wine as a separate bracha is not just Bari Breitz, and here the question is why pas doesn't cover wine.
Right, and then the next step is that if the Gemara had to say something else, because if the Gemara would just say it's chashuv, then then there are other brachos mifurates which express chashivas, but they're still subsumed in the brachos pas. Good, Ari.
When you're making a birkas suda, when you're making a motzi, it includes everything you want to eat in the suda.
Right.
So wine, you don't want to eat necessarily. You're only having it because Allah tells you to drink it.
But the point we're making is that even in a situation where you're having wine because you want to drink the wine, or as Yosef pointed out, where the yain is bold, that's the question, right? The question, what Rashi seems to be saying is that yois, that there are other situations. It's going brachal, that's when other situations. Not in this situation. In this situation, it's part of the Suda.
What's the Gemara answer then?
What's that?
And what's the Gemara's answer in this situation? It's not.
So the Gemara is saying, hey, yois, that wine has chashivas. So what I'm suggesting is that therefore it does not become botel or tofel or subsumed in the birchas apas. The chashivas of wine does not allow it to become just a flow along, a tag along to a suda. That's what it sounds like, no?
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. If you have an alternate middle of shot, I'm open. Okay. Well, that's what it sounds like. Gemara's kasha is, why isn't pas peteris yayin? Okay?
Yeah.
So first of all, then we learn halacha. The first halacha in Kuf Ayin Dalet. That ain't a pas peteroseh. Gemara. Now, why is ain't pas peteroseh? So the Gemara says, so Rashi says, the reason is because in other situations, it has a bracha. So that's I'm grappling with it. I'm not saying it's pashut. It is a little bit hard to understand, especially in light of what Yosef said, that Yainis comes bolish roisei. So then we keep on learning, and then on the next time that Yain comes up is a Mem Beis Amud Aleph Mishnah. Later on in the Yomen, Birech al Yain shalifnei amozoin, poter is a Yain shaliachar amozoin. Birech al parperes shalifnei amozoin, poter is a parperes shaliachar amozoin. Halacha number one is that Yain is not unique in this case. If I have certain foods before the meal, and I'm going to have those foods at the end of the meal, so then I don't have to make another bracha on them at the end of the meal. Okay? And yayin is in the same category. Then, birech al apas, poiteres is a parperes. Okay, it's the birech al apas. Birech al parperes, loy poter is a pas, tupshotin, bishamai. And then, before we get to the kviyas. Right. So then when the Gemara says, when the Gemara discusses this, the Gemara says, Bolem yain v'sei chamozayin. No, that's the Tzirah. Next. Omer Rav Barbchan Rav Aviechen Leishon V'elu V'shabbos V'mtom Hoil V'odom Keiveyas U'dos El Yayin Avol V'shor Yemois Hashona Mivorech Al Kol Kois V'kois. Make a bor pig often every single kois that comes out. It my nami, Omer Rabba, Bar Mori, Omer Bishub and Levi, Leishonel, Bishabbos, Yim Taibim, So the Gemara, it's a Rambam Bar Archana, introduces the idea that we're Kaveya Su'uda L'Yayin. When you're Kaveya Su'uda L'Yayin, so then the original Bor Pirgofen covers every cause was going to have. If one isn't Kaveya Su'uda L'Yayin, then the assumption is that when you drink any particular kais, you're saying that's it. Right? A guy leads a productive life, so somebody offers him a lechayim. So he has in mind, I'm only having one lechayim. You know, I have things to do, I'm not going to have a second lechayim. A second lechayim means they won't be able to be my receptor later on, I'll fall asleep. But second lechayim means I'll get too involved in schmoozing over here, I'll be stuck at the Shalom Zachar. Right? Second l'chaim means my wife's going to be upset with me when I come home. Yeah, two l'chaim. So he has one l'chaim. He has in mind only one l'chaim, right? He leaves shachris in the morning. And somebody says to him, he's having a kibbutz for a yard site. So he has only one l'chaim. He has to drive to work. He has to function to work. So a guy has a productive life, so he's doing things. So one l'chaim, to one shot deal. So if somebody prevails on to have a second shot, that's nimlach. No, it's pasha. So now the Gemara says when it comes to yayin, it's the same thing. You're sitting around. The guy brings a $200 bottle of wine to you. You're not having more than one cup. The guy not going to drink. The guy poor. He has to show it off to other people. So it's going. You're going to be nimlach each time, except. When you're keveya sud aliyayin, so then the bari piyagafen covers other bari piyagafen. What is this keveya sud aliyayin? So Gemara says, well, that's what we do in Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's what they used to do after they went through a traumatic experience of Akazas Adam. So they had the Beis HaMerchatz. Wasn't that thing was traumatic? It means that they were in a. And he said, not such a productive mode of life for that moment. They had time to go to the Beis HaMerchatz. It means they sat around, they were in semi-retirement or whatever. So business was slow that day or something. So they got that causes of them taken care of. So then, they're Kevei Yasud Yayin. Okay. So the Gemara says, Rabba Bar Mari Iklu Levei Rav Bechoyl, Chazia De Baruch Le'amozin V'hoder Baruch Le'achra Amozin. So Rabbi Bar Mari goes to Rava on a regular weekday. And he sees that he's having a cup of wine before the meal, and he makes a bracha, and then he makes a bracha afterward. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Levi, by Yosef, Ikla Be'er Abai, Yom Tov, Chazi de Bracha, Kol Kosa V'Kosa. He says, it's Yom Tov. He says, no, but even in Yom Tov, I have to give drushes, I have to pass kinshilas, I can't have more than one cup of wine. So then, it so happened, another cup of wine, so then, no, another bracha. Another unique aspect to wine is the bracha zatayva meitim. We have to discuss it also. So, what's pshat in being kaveya sud aliyayin? So that's what we learned the din. That if you keveya sud aliyayin, so then the birchas hayayin paschola covers the other birchas hayayin later on. Right? We haven't learned yet that your birchas hayayin is going to pater even the shakos later on. So the Gemara says it's not so poshut because they come for different purposes. Rav Omar Poiter, and some Rishonim say, because Lishtois is more choshed than Lishtois. So therefore, if you're making a bracha on Lishtois, so the Lishtois can be included. Good. So Tosfos says, we learned the beginning of Tosfos, Venira, the Yayin Shalifnei Su'uda Poitus Yayin Shabesecha Suda, Afal Gav de Paskinan Hocha, the Yayin Shabesecha Suda, in a Poitin Yayin Shalacha Suda. Shani Hocha, the Zalishrais, 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 Poitin, Shapri can go in Yayin Shalifnei Suda, Poitin Yayin Shalacha Suda, Umad and Nokat, Shabbosim Tom Lavda, Hudin and Kovu Suda, Yayin Mishoy Mesachoil. So Yayin Shabbos is just an example of Kriya Suda. Vimhevi odum yayin lifnei asud lishtois pesach asuda pshita the yayin lifnei asuda patrosai. Because that's poshut if when you have the wine before the meal you expect to have more of it after the meal. V'chein yayin shel kiddush poit the yayin shel pesach asuda v'chein avdola im hevi al shulchon el avdol the poit the yayin shel yachar shel pesach asuda v'shabbos yon tevlav davka V'liyosil el mi'uta a case of nimlach. V'afilum tim tzoloim b'nedavka nokat shabbosis v'yom tov mikol mokim yeish lo'imar hanimile l'inyan shabbalifta yan shal yachar amozay. Shu achar shemoshchu yedeyim en apas. Shein megilis l'kvoyish l'ishtois yan yachar amozay. B'kviyus. Elo b'shabbos v'yom tovim. V'lo b'shur yomim. Avalinyan l'ftor yan shabbosich amozay. Shemegilis lishtois vade afilu b'shar yamim potter. So Taisman says, less man de polig, that yayin at the beginning of the Suda patis yayin b'seich ha-Suda. So yayin of kiddush patis yam zuchus. He says, there could be a following machloikas. There is something unique about Shabbos and Yom Tov. Avil b'kevei ha-Suda le-yayin. Is that unique then that it's patering up yayin b'seich ha-Suda? Or that it's patering of yayin the achar suda. Fine. But less man the polig that Shabbos, as we have been told, him, an example of being kaveya suuda al yayin. So do we understand what that means, being kaveya suuda al yayin?
I mean, it just sounds like they dive their limits.
So the Gemara writer, v'chein mashma ba'avei psochim, gab be'shekidshu be'beis haknesses. The Rabbi Yechon amrei af yedeyayin nami yotzu. Vein tzorech lachzor l'vorach ala yayin shebeseich ha-sura af agav de kidshu shulei b'mokim suda. Sov le Rabbi Yechonan mini yotzu yirei kiddush mini yayin nami yotzu. V'afal gav de itoisiv Rabbi Yechonan hainu davke b'shino yimokim. So Tosva says that what we said until now is corroborated by a Gemara in Pesachim. So we're not sure what we said until now. Right, we said until now is that yayin kaidem asuda patas yayin b'seich if you expect it. We said until now is yayin shel kiddush is patching up the brach of yayin b'seich asuda. Okay, so Tosva says and we'll corroborate this kiddush. How are we going to corroborate it? There is a gemara in Pesachim. We all know that. Why do we make kiddush Friday night in the shul? So gemara says, and the gemara asks that it wasn't kiddush mokim suda, right? The Gemara says, no. When we say that Yayin, that Kiddush in the Shul, works to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush al Kais, that's for the guys who are staying in Shul to eat dinner in Shul. Right? That's for the guys who have no place to go, and the rooms around the Shul were their hotel. So then, they didn't have wine over which to make Kiddush. So the end, apparently the minig evolved, was not a Gemara still, that we didn't want to give all the travelers, we didn't want them to, we were into giving them food, we weren't into giving each one a cup of wine and having a party over there. So, but they used to make kiddush and shul, right? That was the original drink but don't drive. You know, they don't want to give the niyam full flavor. They fear they'll end up having the niyam will have a good time if they give them free rein of the wine. So they wanted to hold on to the wine. So they said they'll make a burpee go for everybody, and then each one will go to their room and make a kiddush and have the suda. So it was a form of kiddush b'makom suda. The Gemara says later on, not so fast, because it wasn't kiddush mamash b'makom suda. But before we Tosfos says before we question Rabbi Yochanan, we were assuming this is good enough to be called kiddush b'makom suda. So Gemara says in that case. Midiyotzu yideyayin. So we were yotze ardin af yideyayin nami yotzu kichikich beis haknesses af yideyayin nami yotzu. What's af yideyayin nami yotzu? They made kiddush. So what's the Gemara says? Not only with the yotze kiddush, but yotze yideyayin. What's yotze yideyayin? So lechore means that they had to make that because of Kiddush, they didn't have to make a birchas b'yifrei gofen in the middle of the Suda. So mikan, right now, from here we learn the other then. Goyim bracha liyatsma, we learn that one sometimes makes a bracha b'yifrei gofen when one is not drinking shaloi lishtiyase. Right? And then we learn that Yayin is that if you're kaveh suda yayin, so then yayin is pattering up all wine within the suda. So over here, the Gemara is saying that first we learn that yayin is choshev and doesn't become tofel. And I have to make a birchus burpee guff in the middle of the Suda. Then we learn that my burpee guff in the beginning of the Suda is patting up the burpee guff later on in the Suda. And that's what this Gemara is saying, that is true when I'm kaveya Suda l'yayin. What's my example of kaveya Suda l'yayin? When I make Kiddush. L'chora it's punk for carrot. When I make Kiddush, my wine is not part of the Suda, it's for carrot. And be mekame mitzvah zechre leyayin. Why is that called being kaveh asura leyayin? So with that, but hold on a second. So Tosfos says my raya is from Arvei Pesachim. What happened to Arvei Pesachim? We have a din that the gabbai made kiddush and shul, and then everybody had their seudas in the various rooms, and that is how I was. Knew how I had the din of Yayin of Kiddush Makom Suda. Right? So again, does this give us greater insight into what it means to be Kaveya Suda ala Yayin? So what are you saying, Kenny?
I said that in that specific case that Yayin was Goring the Kaveyas of the Suda, like by Kiddush.
What does that mean in English?
That when you make kiddush, so basically it causes the suda to come into effect. Like the suda is coming into effect because of the kiddush.
Is that true?
You can't have the suda without it.
Why not?
He didn't show.
What?
He didn't show. No, the kiddush that you make, you can't eat the meal without making kiddush.
So the kiddush. It doesn't have to be in the yayin.
It's just that's the case that before. If you reckon you don't have bread,
yes. So I wouldn't say that yayin is goreim, but you're saying the pshat in goreim is pshat in goreim is that the yayin the alpidin. It's the gatekeeper to the Suda. Right? How does Kiddush B'Mokim Suda work? How is it a gatekeeper to the Suda?
Because
What's the din? What's the getter of Zechariah Aliyayin? What's the getter of Zechariah Aliyayin? So if you show him say, I think it's Rishbos is in Shuvas, and I think that Tosfos says it in Sochem, that the din of Zechariah Aliyayin means to say Divrei Shevach about Shabbos. They say Divrei Shevach on Shabbos. One of the ideas of Zechariah Aliyayin is because we say Ein Shira Ela B'Yayin. So the din of being kaveya suda liyayin, so there are at least two parts to it. So Kenny's correct in saying that it becomes a matter for the meal. I can't, but why, how does it become a matter for the meal? L'chayra, the din is that I can't, that Chazal, either Chazal said that I have to have kiddush b'mokim suda. And Chazal said, and Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I have to say Divrei Shevach. So Chazal said, my Kiddush is there to establish that my Suda is a Suda Shabbos. That it be a kind of mitzvah of Kovid Shabbos. That's a regular kind, it's a different kind of a meal. So Kaveya Su'uda Le'yayin could either mean that I'm sitting around have a kviyas of wine right now, or it could mean that the halacha is that the suda has to either start with wine, or the suda is defined by wine. Because since I have to have shira aliyayin, so therefore I have to have my wine kodem masuda. Right? So that's what Tosfos says in our Mesichta. The Ein Imke Nira. We should do it in the Ein Lechalik Menadol of the Kiddush. The Fuki Mehani, the Cholgan, fine. So the Vafagav, the Kiddush, Shalom Mokim Suda. So Rabbi Yechanan came the Yotzu Yerei Kiddush Mi Yai Nami Yotzu Im Kein Nira Mishum Duhu Aden LeHavdola Aden LeChalik Ben Havdola Kiddush. Why we aim LeChalik between Havdola and Kiddush? Because Havdola is Zachreya Bechnisosim Zachreya Bitziyosai, as the Rambam says Kachreya Bechnisosim Kachreya Bitziyosai Zoch Zishamas LeKaddushai. So the Rambam says it's a Kiddush you make when you bring Shabbos in. You want to separate Shabbos, and you want to identify Shabbos being different, and b'yitziyosei, you want to announce that Shabbos is different. Ulafuk me'ana docholken v'amidavke kiddush poiter mishum de'in kiddush l'mokum suda avul yayin shalavdola loy poiter afil hivdolach v'netila t'ha'ochi mari hodu paskinon. So the Tosfos is a machlokes about whether yayin is pasturing the wine in the meal. Is it only legabe kiddush because it's a din of kiddush mokum suda, or is it also legabe havdola? Right. In other words, let's say it so happened that I'm having my malava malka right after havdola, or let's say it happened that I made a mistake and I started having my suda, or let's say there's a situation where there's no wine around, so I began having my suda. And then I have wine in the middle of the Suda on Motzoi Shabbos, so I make Havdola. So does that Havdola cover now other wines and other drinks that they have during the Suda? So Gemara says the Machlokes, whether the din of what of being kaveya suda liyayin is that anytime I drink wine in the middle of the, in the beginning of the meal, even if it's b'toras Abdullah, or only when I'm drinking wine b'toras Kiddush. So what is the machlekes? What are they arguing about? What are they being? What din are they arguing about? Question is: I just had wine. Is the wine going to patter up other wine during the Suda? So, the Gemara Sotosfos says, "Well, that depends." The Gabe Kiddush, everyone holds that the wine Bishas Kiddush will patter wine during the Suda. Abdullah's Machlekes. Now, what's the Machlekes? What are they arguing about?
It could be if Abdullah has the same purpose.
Well, we know Abdullah, there's no din of having Abdullah Bishas Suda. Kiddush is Bishas Suda. Right? Kiddush has to be, right?
And the Suda has to be, like, in the context of Shira.
Correct. Oh, good, 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 good.
So it's the Suda of Malach Malka after Abdullah, let's say, might not have, meaning it's a
machokas,
whether it has that same din of, like,
Suda. No, nobody says that you have to, that you have to have Abdullah of Malkim Suda. Right? Kiddush is Malkim Suda, but that
the,
you have.
The question is, does the wine, potter wine that you have later on?
Right.
So
right.
I'm saying it could be that there's no din of having that Kiddush HaShabbos.
It isn't. For sure isn't.
So then that could be why that.
So that explains one side. In other words, if you hold that only Kiddush wine patters up the wine Jibesei Chasuda and not Avdala, that's because when you made your Kiddush, so you were connecting this cup of wine to the entire Suda. So it makes sense this cup of wine was Magdir the Suda Shabbos. So it makes sense to say that any other wine that I'm going to have, Bishas HaSuda, is covered by this cup of wine. Right? So Avram said even further. He said, hey, yoy, he said, the wine is B'Tayra Shira. So it means that I'm being Meshabeach my Shabbos through this wine. So it makes sense that the rest of the Suda would be connected to this wine and I wouldn't make another word for you, Gafin. Good, Givaldi. But what happens if I say, no, I even have, and Gavi Avdullah, the din of Malav Malka, din of Avdullah, this person happened to have them at the same time. But there's no din that your Avdullah has to be Mokim Suda. There's no din that your Avdullah is now being Michel Shame, that this is a Suda Dabdalta. No, you happen to have both at the same time. So Mimela, when you have, that is not called being Kaveh Suda Ayayin. Kiddush and Abdullah, you can vei sura layayin because you're using the birchas, the koishel bracha to be mechal shame. I don't mean milchal shame al pita, but I mean to be identify this as a Shabbos Suda, to separate the Shabbos Suda. So mamela, the whole suda is connected to the wine. But if you hold that even the suda malava malka, where you happen to make kiddush b'shas suda, then that will is also being called being kaveh suda liyayin. So what's pshat in being kaveh suda liyayin? No.
Das.
How does das work?
As Yosef was saying, if you have in mind to drink more cups of wine, that could cover it.
But it sounds like that isn't it? It sounds like that you wouldn't have to have a specific das. B'shas ha'kozah. What's pshat in being kaveh suda liyayin?
Was
that?
Drink wine after a lot of wine after those times.
So then you're saying that pshatin bin kevesul yayin is when any time when we expect that part of the suda will include yayin, right? If it's a mamish in the middle of a Tuesday, I'm studying for finals, and the guy says breaks out a bottle of wine, what's going on over here? It was somebody's yard side. Is that what's going on over here? That you have a wine in the middle of the Tuesday. Right? LMI, you're going to build your tolerance report? But what's the, it's not shaykh of me. It doesn't belong to me here. So then, that's not called being kaveh suda yayin. But when the wine belongs to the suda, Right? Hakol Zadom, he just went through a draining experience. You have to be mechazek again. Right? So then you have to have, that was a normal thing to do. So Hayyasimi calls that. All right, so now let's just go circle back to how we began. Okay, Dinei Birchas Hayam Lusuda. What are the unique aspects of Birchas Hayam Lusuda? This is not something you learn when you first learn Birchas Hananan, right? In Birchas Hananan in the sixth grade, they don't tell you about the Birchas Hayayin. So that's why it's a little bit hard to put it now back in, you know, everything else is in the system already. But Birchas is not in the system over there. So how do you put it in the system? So we're going to several chidushim. First then is Yain Shebesoich Hasudim Archalav Barpi Gafen Lachayr. It means that the wine does not become Tofel Lasuda, either because it's Chashivas, and the simon of the Chashivas is going Brochli Atzmai, right? Or that going Brochli Atzmai is its Chashivas, but it doesn't become. Chazal is saying that wine has a very significant place. Varaya, sometimes you drink wine, shaloi litzarch shtiyosai. Right? So it sounds like, so even if I'm drinking wine lishtiyosai, even lishroisai, chazalver kaveya bracha, in and of itself, and this wine does not become bottle. Right? Next, yayin poiter kol mine mashkin. But apparently, the chashivas of wine is that all other drinks become bottle gabe wine. Right? So this is where you can come back. Yain is mesamech, yain is mezen. So yain does everything that drinks it plus. So memela, it's all other drinks are bottle gabe wine.
Including wine,
okay? So what Yosef is saying is that even though it belongs to a kind of a drink where one is continuously nimlach, nevertheless, if you're in a situation where you're kaiveya lishtois, so then we say that overrules the possibility of being nimlach. Right? And then we said there's a machlekes b'shen was called kviya suda. Is kviya suda yayin when you use yayin to identify what the meal's about? Right? Most of the time we're having a party, we're having champagne, we're opening up the. So then it defines the suda, Shabbos and Yom Tov, or is being kviya suda yayin when this is a normal thing to do to have wine in this meal? Right, lechetz in the kudas of machlokes is kviya suda yayin when the yayin is magda, the kind of suda, right? It makes him to a celebration, makes him Shabbos a Yom Tov, or is kviya al yayin when it's a dover rogel? Nafkamina would be a malava malka. Apparently b'shatam or what? Say halacha could be a different halacha l'maisa. Go ahead.
I'm saying if we said that like the first if that dying half making the bracha is so suda, we said the reason for that is what?
Doesn't become bottle.
Yeah. Then why if kovei suda al yayin we not making the bracha yayin during the suda?
Say it again. Then why, if you kavei suda yayin, why? What would you expect?
You would expect to be opening the bracha yayin during suda, even if you were kavei suda bracha al yayin.
I'm not following. Say it again.
If you're kavei suda bracha al yayin, you don't even make a bracha al yayin.
Correct. Yeah.
What you would assume from the first sif, like the reason that we said from the first sif that you still make a bracha al yayin even so suda, if it's al pas.
Yeah.
You would also continue even if it's.
Still not following.
Why is it different?
Is that?
He's saying bread doesn't potter wine.
Right.
But wine potters wine.
Okay.
Yeah, so why?
I think the question is why.
Yeah, can wine potter the difference?
I mean, if bread doesn't potter wine, why should wine potter wine? That's his question.
Because it's
So bread doesn't pater wine because it doesn't become batel gabe the suda. Wine paters wine because since I'm kaveyus, because I made what, because since wine is an important part of the suda and an expected part of the suda, so once I make a burpee guffin on the wine, then in my mind it will relate to other wines. Right? In other words, there's a difference between saying that my burpee guffin relates to more cups of wine than to say that my relates to pas to geffen. All right. Good. Good. So again, so what did we accomplish today? We come the uniqueness. First of all, we tracked exactly where the sugya comes from, the different parts of the sugya, where the simen kuf ayin dalet comes from. But we understood today is that the chashivas of wine, in addition to yain yisamach and yain mezen, is that chazal rekeveya, that in certain situations one makes a birchas of every gafen, even though you're not being shaysed. So memela, the birchas burpee guffin has a unique status. It's a birchas hanenin, which is not lishti yosei. Not, right? It's a birchas, what's the original idea? That's a chrei aliyayin. So when I have wine legabe kiddush, I'm not having wine lishti yosei. I'm having wine because I want to make this a shira. Right? So lechayre, that would explain why we make a burpee guffin before we make the other brachas. If the burpee guffin was only a birchas hanenin, so then you should say it right before you drink. But since the burpee guffin is to point out that I'm having the wine in order to raise this up to a moment of shira, I'm going to raise up to, because I'm speaking with the beauty of Shabbos, I'm speaking about the simcha of getting married, so it makes sense that the burpee guffin should come earlier, right? Gavir brach liyatzmai means it's an element of burpee guffin which is not just the birchas hanenin, right? You see that when you get by the birchas hanisuin, there are some rabbanim who will always connect the burpee, will not the first sheva brachas. They'll only make a, they'll only say a burpee guffin together with shakol bar lechvaydei. And there's some rabbanim, or Shechta says no, to the seven separate brachas, right? Nafka mina for how many kibbutim you have in the chuppah, right? So Shechta holds you can make it separately. Others hold no, the burpee guffin is not a standalone bracha. Was pshat? Pshat is, if this burpee guffin was just a birchas hanenin, it's a standalone bracha. But then it should be the last one. But since I'm making my burpee guffin earlier, it's in order to give character to what's going on over here. It's in order to say, these brachas are a bracha shel shira. We're celebrating this event. So then to make a burpee guffin, and then say, break. We're going to call somebody else in the next bracha. So what this burpee guffin is doing anything. It's not being mati the wine, because that's not going to happen in other seven brachas. And it's not announcing. So Rosh Hashanah says, no, it is announcing a celebration. It doesn't have to. So again, so number one, we understood, we come to understand, when Chazal and Misak and the burpee guffin, you see that burpee guffin is another element that's front and going bracha, that's a filo shliyosei. And that comes from Zechrei Liyayin. That the wine announces we're celebrating, it's a Shira. Good. That's number one. And then number two, we learned that L'chayra, because of the unique status of wine, so therefore it never becomes Bot L'gabi the Suda. And say a little bit more deeply. Hey, Yoy said wine sometimes is Magdi, the whole Suda, so it can't become Bot L'gabi the Suda. Right? something can become bottle gabi suda, but this is the thing which is being magdi the suda. It doesn't become bottle gabi the suda. So memela chazal u'mesakein that a borfi gofen will never become subsumed under the birchas apas. And then we said next then is that even though usually something a bracha is patering up other similar foods with similar brachas as you go along, because that's all part of the original machshava, and legambe, and we would normally say you're always being nimlach, nimlach, nimlach. So here Chazal or Mesaken, that a yois, that yayin is the essential mashke. It's mezen, it's mesameyach, it's keveya, shira, so therefore yayin is patering kol minei mashke. Because the yayin accomplishes whatever any other mashke can accomplish. And then we finished up by saying, what's pshat and koma lishtois? Either it means that it's magdi, it can be magdi the suda, or it means that you're expecting it to be part of the suda. Okay, good. Thank you for your patience. I really wanted to set a new suda, a new canoe.